الحمد لله صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه ومصطفى. ما بعد، here we are today and the beginning of a new hijrah year. May Allah make those of us who are alive today to be blessed with the great worship and obedience in this year, and to be forgiven for all sins of last year. And may Allah send mercy upon those who in the month of Muharram approached us while they are on the counter of death. May Allah remove darkness of their graves by the light and turn their graves to be gardens of paradise. Dear brothers and sisters, the first month of the Hijra year is the month called Muharram. It is one of the 4 months that Allah Ta'ala forbade killing in them, as what Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ النَّاسِ. Verily, the count of months before Allah is 12 months in the book of Allah. These 12 months, as what the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith, these are Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram and Rajab. The Prophet ﷺ used to fast the month of Muharram. However, he didn't used to fast all of it. He never used to fast a complete month but Ramadan. But he used to fast many days of it, as it is the best month for fasting after Ramadan, as in the hadith reported by Imam Muslim in the Sirah of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Dear brothers and sisters, if one of us is unable to fast most of Muharram, then at least what he was encouraged to fast from it, which is the day called Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, as this day was made obligatory upon the Muslims to fast during to fast. And that was when the Prophet ﷺ came first to Medina in the journey of migration and found the Yahud fasting that day. He asked them, what for your fasting this day? They said that it's the day that Allah Ta'ala, in which Allah Ta'ala survived and protected Musa and his people from Fir'aun and his soldiers. The Prophet ﷺ immediately responded saying, verily we have more rights towards Musa than you. Why? Because Musa was a messenger, was a prophet. So he was Muslim. And we are Muslims. The Prophet ﷺ and the believers, as what Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربي والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم immediately commanded the Sahaba to fast, and it was made obligatory then to fast. And he told the Sahaba to call everyone, whoever had broke his fasting, to hold it from now, the rest of the day. But when Ramadan was made obligatory in the second year of Hijrah, fasting Ashura became optional. And then the Prophet ﷺ encouraged the Ummah to fast. He said that fasting during the day of then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged the Ummah to fast, and he said that fasting this day will forgive the last complete year. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to like doing same as the people of scripture, except for what he was told not to be similar to them in. So he fasted that year only the 10th. The command came after that not to do like the Jew. So he said, لَإِنْ بَقِيْتُ إِلَىٰ قَابِلْ أَصُمَنَّ التَّاسَ. If I remain alive till next year, I will fast the 9th. It doesn't mean the 9th only, no, it means the 9th added to the 10th. As reported by Imam Muslim in the Surah of Ibn Abbas, رضي الله عنهما. But dear brothers and sisters, our enemy Satan, may Allah protect us and you from the evil of it, when he knew that he was cursed by Allah and he is forbidden for mercy because he disdained when Allah Ta'ala commanded him to prostrate for Adam as well as the angels, not to worship Adam, just Allah Ta'ala wanted to show the angels that Adam is not as what they thought. It's a creation of evil. That time Satan disdained and refused to prostrate. So Allah Ta'ala cursed him, thrown him out of the paradise. Then he swears by Allah that he won't leave the children of Adam without misguidance. So he stay on the right path, which means the oneness of Allah, which means to be obedient to Allah. He would stand that way, trying to turn away from that. And to make them associate with Allah in worship. Innovate in the religions that Allah Ta'ala sent down. And to do disobedience. To do sins. In which their heart is going to be covered with darkness. And from that, from what the Satan attracts the people to, is what he misguides them in this day, the day of Ashura. So the people became three kinds or types in the day, in the issue of the day of Ashura. One group followed the Prophet ﷺ and the Sahaba. So what they do in Ashura, they fast Ashura on a day before or a day after. And just that. They don't do anything special for that day. They don't stay awake all night. They don't do anything else. Just fast that day as what the Prophet ﷺ did and said. The other group innovated something. They started treating it like the day of Eid. So they show pleasure and happiness. They take a shower in the morning of it. They dress new dressing. They cook special food. They purify themselves, their bodies, and they be so generous with their families in that day special. Why thinking that this day is something special for that kind of thing? And this is, as you can see, this is totally innovation, because the Prophet ﷺ didn't do that. Didn't celebrate that day. The Prophet ﷺ did not celebrate that day. He just fasted it. Fast during that day. Neither his companions did so. So this is the second group. The third group went very extreme on the other side. They showed sadness on that day. They showed sadness. They tear their clothes. They slap their cheeks. They hit their foreheads with swords. They bleed their backs with clothes. They walk on burning coal. Even the woman, a mother of a 1 year child, which support, and it happens like that whenever a mosquito bites this child, she will cry for her baby that he was beaten by the mosquito. But in that day she takes him to the man which is called Aya, and he is Aya of Shaitan, who is carrying a sword to hit the baby on his forehead so it bleeds. Why? They say, we show sorry for Hussein to be killed. And we revenge for him. Revenge from who? From themselves. It's the only fact that they affirm, they break. It's the only fact. The only time that they are not lying. Because they are the ones who killed Hussein. They are the ones who cheated Hussein. They are the ones who changed the religion of Hussein, which he inherited from his father Ali, which his father inherited from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which been revealed by Allah to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the only time they are found saying the truth. They are avenging, but from themselves. Because they are real killers. Why? Because they encouraged Hussein to come from Medina and fight. Hassan radiallahu, they don't bring the name of Hassan much. Why? Because they don't like Hassan. They don't like Zayd ibn Ali. Why? Because these two did not obey them. Hassan, as the Prophet ﷺ said, when he one day was giving the khutbah, and Hassan came sitting over the people, the Prophet ﷺ came down with the member and carried him and said to the people, to the Sahaba, this is my son, and Allah Ta'ala will bring two Muslim groups from enmity to friendship by him. So this was happened exactly. When Hussein went, first of all, they called Ali ibn Abi Talib, he went there, and they had made him kill. Then they called Hussein. When Hussein came, they ran away from him, so he was killed. Then they called Hassan, but Hassan realized that these people are devils. And he remembered the saying of the Prophet ﷺ, so he accepted to make the sulh with Muawiyah and the others. So alhamdulillah, that time Muslims came together as one group. Except for these haters of Hassan. They hate Hassan. And in reality they hate Hussein. But they just claim that they love Hussein. We are the real lovers of Hussein. We love Hussein. So, This is the only time you find him saying the truth. Believe me, if they swear by Allah hundreds or thousand times, don't believe them. Don't never believe them. See if they tell you, see this is the sun. You disbelieve. You disbelieve them. They are liars. These people, as you will see on 10th of the Hajj, of Muharram, you will see them doing all these things. These people, I mean the Shia. In fact, it is wrong to call them Shia, because Shia means the people of or subordinates of. And they are not Shia of Ali, they are not Shia of Hussein, they are not Shia of Al-Bayt. They are the Shia, as some people call them today, Shia of Al-Bayt al-Abyad. They are the Shia of Al-Bayt, meaning the White House. And it's true, they are the Shia of White House. They are not the Shia of the house of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are the Shia of the devil. So these people are called Rafida. Why they are called Rafida? Rafida are rejected. Those who rejected. Rejected what? In reality, they are called, the reason appears, they are called Rafida because they rejected Zayd ibn Ali when they came to him and say, curse Abu Bakr and Umar. He said, no, how come I curse the two advisors of my grandfather? They were always with my grandfather. I always hear that my grandfather used to say, I came with Abu Bakr and Umar, I go with Abu Bakr and Umar. So how come a cursing? They said, then we don't want you. They rejected him. Rafadu. They rejected him. So they are called Rafida. But in reality, they did not only reject Zayd ibn Ali, they rejected the whole Islam. They have a different God, they have a different book, they have a different messenger, they have different law, everything is different. I'll bring only some of what they have from their books. I cannot bring you everything because it needs ages. But I'll give you only samples to see these people are Muslims, so you support like many. Unfortunately, let me say it. It's a word that is struggling in my mouth. I cannot hold it. Like so many Sufi Muslims, Sunni, who are supporting them. They are foolish Sunnis. They are stupid while supporting this Shia. If the Khawarij are called the dogs of fire, these are the monkeys. These are the donkeys. These are worse than animals. Actually, they curse the family of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They say that Allah doesn't know. And other things I did not bring in the khutbah. But I have it not only in their books, by their tongue recorded. One of their biggest imams, said that all blames are upon you, Muhammad. Because you cheated the Ummah. You did not tell them to hold Ali. You left them without guidance. Is this a Muslim? No way I believe that this person is a Muslim. He is more covered than Sharon, than George Bush, than anyone else that they say that they fight. They are worse than them all. Believe me, they are worse than devil. One of their sayings, in Surah Az-Zumar, Allah Ta'ala said, وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا. This, in the devil's direction, the earth is going to be lighting by the light of Allah. They give a different explanation. What do they say? One of their imams, he is Imam of Tafsir to this, called Maqbul Ahmad. He says, فأشرقت الأرض وأشرقت الأرض بنور ربها. The Rabb of the earth, of the earth, the Lord of the earth is the Imam. So it's not Allah, it's the Imam. So when the Imam is brought back to life, so his life is sufficient for people. They don't need sun and moon. What are they saying? These people are stupid. How come the Westerners or anybody accept their religion and go to it? Except the stupid person. Yani, if they say that from the first, they don't say that. They are people of life. They don't say that to the non-Muslims. Those who they call to their religion. They just give them something right. It's okay to drink. In their religion, it's okay to drink. And they say it's okay to have a girlfriend. Not okay, they say it is part of our religion, as you are going to hear now. It's part of their religion, and who doesn't practice mut'a, then he is not Muslim according to them. So they say that this man, Maqbul Ahmad, says about this ayah of Surah Az-Zumar, that the Rabb of the earth, the Rabb of the earth, the Lord of the earth is the Imam. So when he comes, no more sun, no more moon. Halas. 24 hours you have life. Because you have the Imam. No electricity. I'm wondering, do we need to bring the Imam to every house to light it up or what? I don't know. Stupid. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel, who was created from light, when he used to come down to the earth at night, it's not light. So how come the Imam will make it all light? I'm wondering. If I tell this to my son, which is 4 years or 5 years old, he'll only laugh. And he'll say, Father, you must be getting crazy now. I'm wondering how these stupid people, when they hear this thing, they say, Sallallahu ala Muhammad. What's this? It's a sign that they accept. Stupid. Stupid. Their imam, one of their imams, also Maqbul Ahmad, say about the saying of Allah, لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُ وَشَوْرَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. He says, لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ. Here, what do you understand from that? لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ. Allah Ta'ala said to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. It was revealed to you, O Muhammad, and all those prophets before you who received the revelation, that if you set a partner with Allah in worship, that all of your deeds as delivering the message, being a messenger, and yani, all good deeds you did will be destroyed. لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمْرًا. You're gonna lose them all. What does he explain that? Now, لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ أَشْرَكْتَ in what? In worship. He says, no, it's not like that. It is لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ فِي وَلَايَةِ عَلِيٍ أَحَدًا. If you make a partner to Ali in his walaya, then you are, all what you did, it's gone, khalas. Although you are a prophet, you are a messenger, you will go to Jahannam. Because he did not tell the people that Ali alone is the one. Stupid. Stupid. Also from their beliefs, is what Al-Kulayni, Kulayni is one of their imams, who wrote the book called Al-Kafi. Al-Kafi to them is like Sahih al-Bukhari to us. Nothing there is false to them. What does this shaitan say? He had a chapter in that book. This shaitan, Kafi, Kulayni, had a chapter in his book, Kafi. He says, the chapter of, titled by, indeed the imams know the knowledge of what was before and what's coming after, and nothing can be hidden from them. We know that, we Muslims know that this is only Allah. Only, neither Jibreel nor Muhammad can have this knowledge. Now they say that they're imams, so even more than one. More than one. How stupid it is, I don't know. If they know, why now in Iran cannot, their imams cannot tell them what America is going to do next day? Afghanistan. Every day they are, you know, they don't know, they are very stupid. I don't know how they accept that. From their beliefs, that their imams know when they are going to die. They know when they are going to die. And as I said in the khutbah, I said, I'm wondering if they know why the Shia are so angry of Al-Sadr being killed. He knows that he's going to be killed, and he accepted to be killed. خلاص finish, alhamdulillah. جزاه الله شرا not خيرا. Now Allah put him in fire. If they know, and not only know, they say, and they don't die except if they lie. Okay. Their Imam Sadr, he likes to die in that way, to be killed. So why they are angry? I'm wondering, they should come and thank the one who killed him. They should put the crown on his head. That he is one of the Imams, that he killed their Imam. He was chosen by their Imam to be the killer of him. Finish, alhamdulillah. He should be praised and thanked and given whatever he likes. From their belief is that the belief of return. Return what? Return the loan they take? Now they are thieves. Return what? They say that all the debt will return back to the day of resurrection. No, it's only the Shia. Return back to life. How? One of their imams called Al-Mufid. He said all the Shia Imamiyya. Imamiyya is the group that believes in 12 Imams. They all agreed upon that most of the dead persons will come back. Meaning from their people, the Shia. And from their false beliefs, is that when they're Mahdi, they have different Mahdi than ours. We have Mahdi. Real Mahdi. They have false Mahdi. Made in China or I don't know. False Mahdi. Not true. They say that their Mahdi must be cousin of the devil. When he comes back to life, he will bring Abu Bakr and Umar from their graves and crucify them on a tree, a live tree, wood tree. That just by the time Abu Bakr and Umar are both on the tree will get very dry. Why? Because it is angry. The tree doesn't want Abu Bakr and Umar. That's logic. That is stupid. That is stupid. Why he needs to crucify them on a tree? Today we have very beautiful golden and silver crossbars, they can have them there. Stupid, very, very stupid. And that is said in the book called Al-Masail Nasiriyah for Al-Murtaba. Murtaba by the devil. Murtaba means the city. And from their belief, as what Al-Majlisi, may Allah curse him, say Ameen, brothers. Ameen. In his book, he said, in his book called Haqqul Yaqeen, he said on the authority of Muhammad al-Baqir. Muhammad al-Baqir, by the way, there are some names they use many times. Don't curse them. They are real worries. Muhammad al-Baqir, Ja'far al-Sadiq, they use them. They use their names. But those people are free of the Shia. They are free of the Shia. So they say that Muhammad al-Baqir says, if the Mahdi comes back, he will give life to Aisha. Why? to bring us for punishment. Punishment of what? Of doing zina. I don't know how these people accept like these things. And from their beliefs is something called tuqya. Tuqya is lying. Lying. Tuqya is lying. And they say it in clear meaning. Al-Kulayni in his book Al-Kafi said that Abu Abdullah, many, you go to Kafi, all Abu Abdullah said, Abu Abdullah said, I don't know how many times Abu Abdullah spoke to them. He says that Abu Abdullah said, Ya Aba Umar, Inna tis'ata ashar al-deen fi taqiyya. 9 shares out of 10 shares of the deen, and the deen is divided into 10 shares, 9 shares is in taqiyya, in kidr, in lahir. This is their religion. And one for the mut'ah. Nothing for honesty, nothing for piety, nothing for good things. 9 shares for lying, 1 share for the mut'ah. They are too busy people. They are just telling lies, stealing, telling lies, killing, telling lies, and they are doing wrong and false sexuality. And they say this is the deal. I compare them to the today Westerners who have no religion, and I found that they are worse than the Westerners today. I found them worse than any nation ever been. Take the people of Shu'aib. What did they used to do? They cheat in Wales. These people do worse than that. They say if you see Sunni, you steal his money. If he buys anything from you, you cheat. Why you cheat? Because it is halal for you? No, they say this is worship. You have to. This is worship. What do you say? People of Qawm Lut, and what they did, these people, as you are going to hear, in their books it says, they say that Abu Abdullah, listen, Abu Abdullah, Ja'far al-Sadiq says like that. They say that Abu Abdullah says that you can enjoy your wife from the back. And man can enjoy them, a man. And you can enjoy an animal. That's a religion. It's a shame. It's the same. I don't know how these people consider that these Muslims. So, from their belief is a belief called al-tina. Al-tina is the mud. The belief of mud. What does that mean? Does that mean that we are created out of mud? No, doesn't mean that. Listen. One of their shayateen called Muhammad al-Nu'man al-Harisi, which is known by Al-Mufid, he says in his book Al-Mazar, an Abi Abdullah, all of them say an Abi Abdullah, another prophet. We always say an Rasulullah, we say an Abi Abdullah. That he says, in the mud of the grave of Al-Hussein is the purification of all illnesses. Easy, no need hospitals. I'm wondering why there are hospitals in Iraq and in Iran. If it is a purification, if it is a medicine of all illnesses, why the imam be in ICU room, intensive care unit? Why? I don't know. Why they need hospitals? Why they need medicine? Allah, they eat mud and enough, alhamdulillah. But they never leave lying. And they say, and it is the greatest medicine. The greatest, not the great, the greatest medicine. From their belief is mut'ah. And mut'ah is zina. That is mut'ah. Mut'ah is zina. One of their imams called Fath Allah al-Kashani, in his book Manhaj al-Sadiqin, he says, verily, he says also Abu Abdullah said, verily mut'a is from my religion and from the religion of my father. So whoever enjoys mut'a, he is enjoying our religion. And whoever denies mut'a, he is denying our religion. However, he is upon a different religion from ours. That's what he says and translates. And then he says, and the child that is born out of mut'a is better than the child that is born out of legal contract of marriage. So if you have a wife, legal wife, and you have a child from it, from her, and then you have enjoyed another woman in mut'a, zina. So the son out of zina, you have to respect more, because this is better for you than the son of legal contract. Subhanallah. The Prophet ﷺ says that the son of zina must not take the name of the father. He takes the name of the mother. But they say it is one way to select the ayah, meaning the biggest rank of death. One way to select the ayah is to be one of the mut'a. One of the mut'a. And mut'a to them has no limited number of women. What is their proof? They said in their books like Furu' al-Kafi, Al-Tahdeed, Al-Istifsar, three books. They all in these books read, they say, An Zurara, An Abi Abdullah, Miskin Abu Abdullah. Everything related to him. They say that Abu Abdullah said, or someone came to him and said, he said that, I mentioned Mut'a to Abu Abdullah. And I asked him, is it considered to be from the four allowed marriages? He said, no, you can marry thousands of them. Thousands, I don't know if you have power to marry thousands. Marry thousands of them as they are rented. What, car? Is the woman car? Is the woman a donkey? A horse you rent? Is the woman a flat you rent? Stupid! Woman is a creation that Allah Ta'ala created for you, the man, to respect. Not to think this way. And they say, one of them asked Abu Abdullah, if I saw a woman in the street, I don't know if she is married or not, should I ask her before I enjoy her in mut'a? Should I ask her if she is married or not? He said, no. If she didn't tell you that she is married, take her and go. Now, okay, if that woman had a baby, the baby is a child of whom? Her husband or this zani? This is part of their religion. And from their, as I told you, from their belief that it is allowed to enjoy the woman at the bath, as it is in their book, Al-Istibsar, he says, on the authority of Ali ibn al-Hakam, who said, I hear Safwan, I don't know who Safwan. I don't know who Ali ibn al-Hakam or Safwan. He said, I said to Al-Ridha, who's Al-Ridha? He said, a man from your people, your own people, he wanted to ask you a question, but he felt shame to ask you this question. He said, what is it? The man said, he's asking if a man is allowed to enjoy his wife or a woman, in fact the statement says a woman, from the bath. He said, yes, it's for him. MashaAllah. Just like that. Just like, yes, for him. As long as he's one of his men. For him. This is not all. I'm just bringing examples only. These people believe that there are places better than Kaaba. What do you believe, guys? You believe is a place better than Kaaba? Subhanallah. The Prophet ﷺ in the Hajj stood facing the Kaaba saying to it, إِنَّ لَكِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ لَحُرْمَةً. You are so high level before Allah. Yani, you'd be respected because Allah Ta'ala likes it. It's his innocent house. It's the house that he assigned for people to face when they're praying, to go to when they want to do Hajj. Excuse me, it's finished? Is there anyone? What they say, in the book called Al-Bihar, they say on the authority of Abu Abdullah, I told you, in all of our books, Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmidhi, any book you see, on Rasulullah. They have a different messenger. You don't see in their books on Rasulullah. You don't see. They don't have any hadith to Rasulullah. On the church of Abdullah, he said, or they said, Abu Abdullah said, Allah revealed to the Kaaba, saying, if it is not the sand, the soil of Karbala, you know Karbala. Karbala in Iraq. It's one of their very, very holy places. He says, Allah said to the Kaaba, if it is not the sand or the soil of Karbala, I would never have taken you as something special. And if it is not what the land of Karbala has in it, they mean Hussein. It's a lie. Hussein wasn't buried in Karbala. No one knows where Hussein is. His head was taken to Damascus, to the Khalifa, and the body, no one knows where it is. They say that Allah said to Kaaba, and if it is not what is buried in Islam, in the land of Karbala, I would have never created you, Kaaba. And I would never have created this house that you feel proud of. And then Allah told the Kaaba, be quiet, settle, and know yourself. You are only a child of Karbala. You are not a head. You don't compare yourself, Kaaba, to Karbala. Subhanallah. And if it is, then they say that Allah said to it, and if it is not Karbala, I would have taking you and throwing you into the depth of Jahannam.